cure for worry is a knowledge of God. It's the knowledge of God. Let me start with three verses there. Let me give you three verses about God. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 8 says that God is love. It doesn't say that God has love. It doesn't say that God possesses love. God is love. What does that mean? That means that God is the very essence of love. Let me put it like this. Love is not a quality that God possesses. Love is what God is. Second verse. Titus chapter 1 and verse 2 says that God cannot lie. You say, but God can do anything in the world. I beg to differ. No, he can't. No, he can't. God cannot lie. Doesn't say he will not. Says he cannot. God cannot tell a lie. Third verse, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, casting all of your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Now, let's put them all together. God is the very essence of love. Love is what he is. He who is love cannot ever, under any circumstances, tell a lie. And he who is love, who cannot tell a lie, said, bring all of your worries and give them to me because I care for you. How can I lay down and get a good night's sleep? Here's how you can do that. Read God's promises and then meditate on God's character. Read the promises. Now, here's what you need to get, and I'm going to tell you in a minute how to get it for free. Everybody needs to own a topical Bible. A topical Bible is a Bible, but it's not put together Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers. It's not put together Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It's put together A through Z. And it's put together according to topic. So if I want to look up what the Bible says about assurance, I go to A and I find assurance. I open to assurance and everything the Bible has to say about it is right there. In other words, it's put together according to topics. Now, if you have a phone, go to the Play Store and type in Naves, N-A-V-E-S, Naves Topical Bible, and it will come up, and you can download it for free. Now, that's cheap enough. Now, I have a hard copy because I'm old, and I want to touch the book, and I want to feel it and smell it and get all with all that with the book. But here's the deal. Go to a topical Bible and look up the word promises, like the promises of God. Look up the word assurance. Then look at me and listen to me carefully. Here's what you do then. You get all these promises, and then slowly start reading those promises to yourself. I have been young, now I am old, but I've never seen the righteous ever forsaken or God's people begging bread. Psalm 37:25. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. If God be for us, who can stand against us? Let not your hearts be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. You look those promises up. You look up the promises of God, and you slowly read those promises to yourself. Find out who is God. Find out what God has done. Find out what God has promised. Then when you read them, meditate on what you just learned. Now, I'm trying real hard not to oversimplify this, but I'm telling you something. When you turn the light off, and when you go to bed and pull the covers up over you, you're going to think about something. Now, you can lay there and think about all your fears, or you can lay there and think about your faith. That's your decision. That's your decision. Meditate on what you just learned. Let me show you a verse. We're going to move on. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. And I'm going to tell you why I'm picking Joshua. Joshua 1 and verse 8. Moses has died. Listen to me. Moses was the man. Moses was the man. God had told Moses, you go to Egypt, you lead my people out of there. And Moses went to Egypt, and Moses stood up in Pharaoh's face, and Moses led them out of there. And Moses led those people, and Moses was their leader, and Moses was their man, and Moses was God's man. And now Moses, the man, is dead. And Joshua, you now are going to fill those shoes. And Joshua's like, I don't know. Think about what was in Joshua's mind here. So look at Joshua chapter 1. Look at verse 2. Moses, my servant, is dead. Boom! So look at the first thing that God tells Joshua. You know what Joshua's got to be thinking. Listen to what he says to him. Verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Why do you tell somebody that? Because they may not be feeling very strong or courageous. Be strong and courageous, for you will cause this people to inherit a land that I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according all to the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success in wherever you go. Watch verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night. In the Bible, the word meditate means to talk with yourself about it. Discuss with yourself about it. Read the promises of God. Read them slowly. Take them into your mind. This is who God is. This is what God has done. This is what God has promised. And then you go to bed, turn the light off, pull the covers off, and you have a discussion with yourself about those promises. The first thing to de-stress yourself is read the promises of God and then meditate on God's character and then ask yourself, why am I afraid of anything? Number two, de-stressing. Number two, study the passages in the Bible that deal with worry. Matthew 6 would be one of them, verses 25 through 34. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus spends that big hunk dealing with worry. Dig into that and find out what does it say about that. Now, turn to Philippians chapter 4, because this is another passage that deals with worry, and we're going to dissect some of this, and I'm going to give you some things to put off in the margin of your Bible, and I hope that you will. Philippians 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Here's what you put in the margin of your Bible. Christians ought to have a positive outlook on life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I'll say rejoice. Listen, we ought to have a positive outlook on life. And I'm going to tell you something else. You can have a positive outlook on life regardless and independent of your circumstances. The man who wrote this was in prison when he wrote it. Paul was living independent of his circumstances. Look at what he says. This rejoicing is where? It's in the Lord. It's in the Lord. Everything around me may just be going up in smoke, but me and my Lord can rejoice. Look what he says. He says always. Verse 4 says a Christian ought to have a positive outlook on life. Look at verse 5. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. Now watch the next phrase. The Lord is at hand. The Lord is at hand. The Greek there is signifying that which is nearby. The Lord is nearby. God has promised he will be with us. Lo, I'm with you always, even to the ends of the earth. Now, verse 4 says that I can have a positive outlook on life. Verse 5 says that the Lord is always going to be beside me. I'm going to ask you again, so what are you afraid of? Look at the first part of verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything. That verse literally reads, do not worry even about one thing. That's what Paul literally wrote down. Do not worry even about one thing. Look at the end of verse 6. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. What does that mean? That means count your blessings. count your blessings. Look at verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. What does that mean? That means Christians ought to have peace of mind. Study the passages in the Bible that deal with worry. Listen, what do they say? They say I ought to have positive outlook. They say I ought to live understanding that God will always be near me. They say I ought not to worry even about one thing. They say I should always be thankful and count my blessings. They say I should live with a peace of mind. How am I going to de-stress from all this? Read the promises that God has made, and then meditate on His character. Read the passages of the Bible that deal with worry. What do they tell me to do about it? Number three, remember the Father concept. Remember the Father concept. Look at Matthew 6 and verse 9. Jesus isn't praying here, but He's teaching on praying. And He says, when you pray, this is how you should pray. Matthew 6, look at verse 9. Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven. Remember the Father concept. God didn't say, now when you address me, you address me as a creator. You understand? He could have. God didn't say, when you address me, you address me as the judge. He could have. When you come and address me, you address me as Almighty. That's not what He said. He says, when you address me, you address me as Father. Father. Now, almost everybody in this room can make application to that. If you've ever had a child, you can make an application to that. When your child comes to you with a real, real need, what do you do? You know what you do? Everything you can. Everything you can. Now, are any of us under a delusion that we're a better parent than God is? We cannot love our children as much as God loves His children, because we don't have the capacity to love as much as God loves. When you address me, God said, look, just call me your Father. Jesus will teach in the next chapter, chapter 7, beginning with verse 7. Jesus says, ask and it'll be given you. Seek, you'll find. Knock and the door will be open. Because everybody who asks receives, and everybody who's knocked, it's open. And everybody who seeks this thing shall receive it. And then Jesus says this. He says, which of you has a son? And he asks you for bread, and you give him a rock. Or which of you has a son And if your child comes to you and asks you for fish, you're going to give him a snake. He then says, now if you being evil, and all of us are evil. Amen. All of us are evil. He says, now if you being evil will give good things to your children when they ask you, then how much more will God give good things to his children who ask him? Listen, remember the Father concept. God says, when you approach me, I want you to address me as Father. I can relate to that because there's two boys that I'd do anything for, and God loves me more than I love them. Again, what are we worried about? We let the devil get in us and play with our heads. And I'm going to tell you something about the devil. If the devil can't get you to do wrong, don't think you've won. If he can't get you to do wrong, if he can just stinking up your thinking, he'd be happy with you. And stinking thinking is when we're walking around worrying about everything in the world. So how do I get a good night's sleep? And if you can't, don't call me tonight and tell me that, because I'll be sleeping. I'm willing to help you now. If you need help, you see me before I get in the car. Man, I'm still getting over my wife coming up. But anyway. Read God's promises and then meditate on that. Study the passages in the Bible that deal with worry. Dig into them. What is this saying? And then remember the Father concept. Two sentences and I'm finished. Sentence number one. First Sunday of 2019, you need to resolve right now. I'm going to put worry off to the side here. I'm putting worry out. Do not worry even about one thing. Philippians 4 said. Resolve. Listen, I'm pushing this off. I've lived under it long enough. Now I'm going to step over this. And number two, pray. James 5:16, the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Here's a way to look at it. Here's a way to look at it. As long as there is a God in heaven, then I don't have to worry on earth. Long as God reigns, I don't have to worry here. Go home and get a good night's sleep. If your husband snores, smack him before you go to sleep. And if he says something, say, no, preacher said it was okay. Just don't call me. Because I'm asleep. Are we good? Can we do this? We can try this. Take those three things home. Listen, dude, I'm not wasting time here. Take this stuff home. This, you'll be amazed. This, you know what's in here? This actually work. This will work. If you're here tonight, if you need to respond, you can let it be known right now as together we stand.